Today, a new campaign kicks off in support of nurses caring for patients with cancer. One in two Australians will be diagnosed with cancer at any point in time, facing different challenges before, during, and after treatment. The McGrath Foundation launched the Now for All Cancer Days to raise awareness about the Cancer Care Nurses Program available throughout Australia without any referral needed. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked Chief Nurse at the McGrath Foundation, Kerry Patford, the aim of today's event.
Today is our 20th anniversary of the McGrath Foundation forming. The original goal was to provide breast care nurses. In 2025, we achieved our goal of 250 breast care nurses, and now we've been given the opportunity to expand our care into people with all cancer, providing care for people with all types of cancer.
Fantastic. And now, could you please tell us a little bit more about the McGrath Cancer Care Nurses Program and what's the overall aim?
Yeah, sure. So we have 302 cancer care nurses in under the McGrath Foundation at the moment. 250 of those are breast care nurses or care for people with breast cancer. And we've just started placing nurses to care for people with any type of cancer. That's all throughout Australia. And that means that we are able to pick people up at the point of diagnosis and help them navigate and support them, provide information so that they can make informed decisions about their health and their treatment right through a really rough time. I like to say we take the chaos out of a cancer diagnosis.
Now, with one in two Australians being diagnosed with cancer, to start with, that's a very scary number.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that means that someone's going to know someone that's been affected by a cancer diagnosis, or it could even be us. So it's great to know that we are taking steps to make sure that no one misses out on care.
So what's the impact from the Cancer Care Nurses Program to the patients?
For me, it's about that providing that consistent, holistic patient-centred care. So whilst we have treatments that are looking at how, you know, we manage a cancer diagnosis, for me it's about, well, what does that mean for the person? What does it mean for their family? And what does it mean for their everyday life? So it's about creating supports around the person that provide information, clinical care, expert knowledge, and referral processes to put services in place to make a really rotten time as easy as it can be.
Having cancer, it's a very serious issue and it's a very delicate issue, but it's dealt better in metropolitan areas. How critical is to have this program across regional and rural areas across Australia?
Yeah, it's quite well known, unfortunately, that people that live in rural and remote areas have worse outcomes with cancer, and that's often due to access and availability of services. So creating services, cancer care services that are closer to home, so that means that people don't have to travel or shouldn't have to travel to receive cancer care nursing close to home.
The McGrath Foundation is fundraising to keep giving this support. What would more funding mean for the program and for the patients?
It would mean more nurses so that no one misses out on care. So that's great. That's our goal. We don't want anyone that has any type of cancer diagnosis to miss out on the support of a McGrath cancer care nurse.
And what other challenges the lack of nurses can develop?
Yeah, look, it's a well-known problem, and I think it's not just isolated to Australia. Of course, it's a worldwide problem that there will eventually be a shortage of nurses. But I guess by creating a brilliant workplace for nurses, we're attracting more nurses and hopefully, you know, inspiring people that are considering nursing as a profession to come into it.
And finally, Kerry, where can we get more information about the program and where can people go and donate?
They can go to the McGrath Foundation, www.mcgrathfoundation.com.au, and there is a link there that, you know, promotes them. So you go straight through to that one and you can donate. And IGA today doubling donations. So if you donate $20, we'll actually receive $40. Thank the Australian public and people like you for their support. We couldn't do this without the Australian public. So please know that it is gratefully accepted.
Kerry Patford from the McGrath Foundation, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan. For more information about the cancer care nurses, go to our website at thewire.org.au.